The recent snowstorm that hit the country also walloped Chicago, where people are still digging out, WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
Michael Polovina has lived and driven through some tough snowstorms in Chicago.
Ranks up to right up like the 1979 one, and it was the most challenging I've ever ridden. It's a lot of snow, even for Chicago.
And some of that snow is on top of one of Polovina's cars. The car is buried under several feet of snow in his neighborhood on Chicago's far southeast side.
I have to use that one to work because I can't. That's too much, you know. Yeah. So we just do one at a time. We also have a car in the garage where we got a shovel, too.
A few miles away, Adolfo Villa wasn't faring much better.
I've been doing 4 days in a row.
It, in this case, is removing snow from the sidewalks. He's been shoveling snow and sometimes using a snowblower to clear the way for more elderly neighbors. But the job doesn't ever seem to get done. Villa, however, doesn't feel bad for himself. He's thinking of those elsewhere.
It's pretty bad because right now it's all over the United States, everywhere, even in Mexico down there. And I feel sorry for their people because they didn't got the right installed the right equipment, like the heaters and all that space heater. Look in Texas what happened right now.
Much of the snow in Chicago that fell was so-called lake effect snow, wind and moisture off Lake Michigan teaming up to cause havoc, like roofs collapsing. Chicago officials say the roofs of several abandoned buildings have fallen in due to the heavy snow. That's something resident Martin Valadez is also keeping a close eye on.
It was blowing off the lake. A lot of snow was coming. And yeah, you got to worry about the roofs too. It's all collecting on the roofs and the icicles, messing up the gutters, that kind of thing. But I think it's going to get warmer and things are going to melt.
Don't write off additional snow yet. We may have another snow Sunday afternoon and night.
That's longtime WGN weatherman Tom Skilling, a Chicago icon who has been forecasting the weather for the Chicago region for more than four decades.
We've had at Midway Airport over 40 inches of snow total in the last 2 weeks.
Skilling says the region was having a very mild winter with temps above normal in December and January.
About 2 weeks ago, and bam, the cold air hit. We put together 9 consecutive days of measurable snow. That ties for the most consecutive days of measurable snow. And another stat, it snowed 11 of the past 13 days here in Chicago.
Digging out a car isn't something Chicago resident Michael Burton had to do. Whether it's summer or winter, Burton bikes to work as he did 2 days ago during the snowstorm.
On my way to work, and I'm headed to the Bloomingdale Trail, which is sort of a nice highway in the winter, any time of year, especially the winter because it's cleared a lot, and it's great for biking.
Burton says if you have a bike and some basic winter clothing, you can bike during the winter. He recommends not overdressing. Instead, use a layered approach and wear boots. For those who need to drive, not to worry. After this weekend, Chicago weatherman Tom Skilling says to look for that warm-up. For NPR News, I'm Michael Puente in Chicago.